As even the faintest of playoff hopes got even skinnier with another loss Wednesday night, the team's eighth in a row, any positivity the Guelph Storm can find right now comes in the development of its young players. Exhibit A on that front would be Grant Spada, a 17-year-old rookie defenseman who has come a long way from the beginning of the season to now. Error-prone and still finding out his own limitations early on, plus being thrust into a more prominent role than perhaps he was ready for due to injury and a youth movement, Spada has figured out his game, his strengths and how he has to play to be effective. They're a good team, it's hard to play against them, but we did our best. It was a tough one, Spada said after Guelph lost 6-3 to the London Knights in front of a solid midweek crowd of 4,700 at the Sleeman Centre. They have 6 games remaining in the regular season, 3 of them at home. They sit 8 points out of a playoff spot. For sure, Spada said when asked if he's noticed his own progression. I can just thank all the coaching staff and this organization for that. I couldn't be happier with what they've provided for me. Spada said the speed was the big difference at the beginning. Learning how to keep everything simple and if the play's there, just make it, has been the key. Still to come though is that first goal, although he has 5 assists and a team leading 79 penalty minutes. Is the first goal coming soon? I hope so, he said, managing a smile. Coach Corey Stillman sees the growth. He's come a long way from the start of the season. To his credit, he's buying in and he's willing to play hard. Stillman said the team is focused on giving itself a chance every night, despite how young it is. We give ourselves opportunities to get back into the game most nights, but we can't finish on it. We make a mistake and it ends up in the back of our net, Stillman said. But it's tough with such a young team, especially on defense and in goal. We can't hide anybody on the back end. We're 16, 17 and 18 years of age. There's no veteran presence that allows us to have guys play 10 minutes or 12 minutes. Guys have to play 18 to 20 minutes a night and play through our mistakes. As a team and as an organization, we're going in the right way. It's just hard when you're putting losses up on the board, Stillman said. Wednesday's 6-3 loss to the London Knights was exactly what you would expect from a matchup between two teams with rosters in their current state. Guelph, with 2 NHL drafted players and 16 players who were 16 or 17 when the season started, were no match for a London with 13 NHL drafted players and just 4 first and second year players on the roster. Even with the Knights sitting out some of its big guns and a couple of rookies called up, it was still a one-sided affair. It was lucky to be 1-1 after one period and then it was 3-1 after 40 minutes. Guelph made it 5-3 with just over 5 minutes left in regulation, but an empty net goal sealed the deal for the Knights. Charlie Paquette, with a pair, and Justin Botineau had the Storm goals. Jet Luchanko had 2 assists. Zach Jovanovski made 26 saves. Kasper Haltonen led the Knights with a pair of goals and Jacob Julian had 3 assists. Guelph is back in action Friday when they host the Owen Sound Attack.